It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food. Chances are at least a few of us are looking to eat healthy in 2014, and at least a few of us are going to run into one of the big challenges of this often made resolution. How do you eat healthy when eating out? Susan Laughlin of New Hampshire Magazine has been pondering this very question, and she has some encouraging tips for us. Welcome back to the show, Susan.
Oh, thank you, Brady. It's my pleasure.
Well, first, how much can we know presently about how healthy our food is when we dine out?
Well, we don't know a lot. I mean, that's the pity of it. Some chefs, the way they make the food good is they put in extra salt, they put in extra butter, and all we know is that it tastes good. And if we knew how many calories were in some of these glorious dishes, we would be a little bit appalled, a little bit set back. You know, if there's a whole revelation here, there's a whole story behind the menu that you don't see.
That said, there are some efforts to bring more healthy options onto menus in the state. For example, you wrote about the Turn a New Leaf program. How does that work?
What they do is they want to put a number on the menu, or at least a leaf that signifies a lower number. If it's a small restaurant and the chefs don't have the knowledge to find out how many calories or cholesterol is in certain items, they'll offer dietitians to come in and work with them, and so they can figure that out. And then what normally most restaurants will be doing is setting up some specific dishes. It'll be listed maybe under 500 calories or less than 10 grams of fat or 10 carbs. So you really definitely reconsider your choices when you see the numbers. And I think if people saw the numbers at fine dining restaurants, they would just like pass out. I would.
Now, you're right. One way that people might be able to keep calories down is to do base meal at a restaurant around soup. And this state has quite a few soup options these days. What are some of the soups and soup places that have really caught your attention?
I'm amazed at all the soup-specific places that have opened, places that they mostly serve soup, and then maybe they serve sandwiches, too. But there's a soup gallery in Concord, which, you know, and all these soup places, the beauty of it is they're usually made from scratch soups. And the owner there is Natalia Strong, and she was committed to offering healthy and organic and flavorful soups. And the soup is filling, and it usually has vegetables in it. It's kind of everything you should be eating. What a Crock is another place that's in the International Marketplace at Tees. And there's a soup guy in Dover. He sells his soups to winter farmers markets and at the Durham Marketplace in Durham and online. So he makes all of his stuff from scratch, too. There's in Nashua, there's the Collins Brothers Chowder Company, and they've been doing that for quite a few years, and people literally stand in line out the door to get their soups. People love it. People keep coming back. I mean, people can get addicted to these soups, and it's not a bad thing.
Well, Susan, thanks so much, and Happy New Year.
Oh, well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you, too, and healthy eating.